The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate of the law of the Lord." Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted. And you yourself, a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So, if you were to put the feast day we're celebrating today into into the present day, it would mean that the parents of Jesus, shortly after he was born, or sometime after he was born, took him up to the temple to be presented to the Lord. And that would be the equivalent, I suppose, of parents coming to church today to have their child baptized. And two of the things that stand out in the gospel this morning in the reading is what Simeon said to Mary. He said, "A sword shall pierce your heart." Today, we would put that in a different way. We would say, this child will break your heart. You would wonder why he would say that, but he was in fact telling Mary the truth, because we know from the Gospels that Jesus did cause Mary to stop and think about some of the things he did and said. You remember the scene in the Gospel where she and some of her family came looking for Jesus because they thought he was out of his mind. And also in the Gospel this morning, the very important, I think, are the two last lines. They returned to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth, and the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom. Filled with wisdom. And we'd ask, you know, considering that Jesus was fully human, like any of us, where did he get this wisdom from? And that would have been given to him by Mary and also by Joseph, because you learn from your parents. Now, we don't know, but we presume that also while he was growing up and while he was living in Nazareth, as a young Jewish boy, he would have gone along to the synagogue and he would have listened to the rabbi. And he would also have familiarized himself with the Torah, with the scriptures. That's why afterwards, when he began his public ministry, he was able to quote from the scriptures. But the person that he turned out to be depended very much on his parents. And so from looking at Jesus from a human point of view, as a human being, they certainly were wonderful, wonderful parents. And so today, as we celebrate the Feast of the Presentation, and I'd like to just emphasize the role that parents play in the life of their children. It's a very, very, very important role. And that little child is totally dependent upon you. And very often what he turns out to be is very much also is dependent upon you. You cannot always guarantee what will happen afterwards, but it's so important, like Mary and Joseph, to give your child what we might call a very good foundation on which to build their life.